101.3 The Game, all on a count of four. Intern 12 is here. TJ's here. Rich is here. Artie's here. How you doing today, handsome?
Happy birthday.
Yes.
To you.
It was Saturday.
What?
It was Saturday.
After all this buildup?
It was TJ, do you have the Beatles? They say it's your birthday. Say it's your birthday.
Why would I have it when you sang it so dead on?
Fact,
I
mean, why bother having it when it's the exact same as you do it?
We're having our birthday party week this week, all week long.
Yeah.
Rich and Arnie birthday party festivities.
Yes.
Has just begun.
Because Rich's birthday is this week as well.
Yeah, his is on
whatever.
Thursday.
Well,
are you all bummed about that or what?
I normally couldn't care less about my birthday, but I'm truly not happy about this one because it is
60
bleeping years old. I mean, talk about 1 foot in the grave.
What is your last day of how young can you be? No.
Where is this going?
No. I don't mean like that. What is your last day of youth?
I do have Toccata and Fugue in D minor.
What is your last day of youth?
It certainly as hell isn't the 60th birthday.
Would you say 39?
No, youth?
Yeah.
30, I'd say 29?
19?
Youth, you're talking about young people.
I said, well, young where you can, still do fun stuff. Young, single, like to mingle, all that stuff. I'd say 29 then.
There's a really interesting thing going on at Reddit right now where they're asking people, when was the day that you felt like you were officially old? Like you were too old.
And what did they say? 50? Well, probably a lot of people said 50.
Late 40s, mid 40s. Yeah.
Well,
I know when it happened with me. Like the morning I turned 45, I got out of bed and like I bent over and I'm like, why do I hurt everywhere?
Well, you see, but
I don't remember putting pants on as being an excruciating thing.
Can I just say real quick? I'm sorry to interrupt. The Jets have just traded quarterback Sam Darnold to the Carolina Panthers.
That's big.
I just lost for what it was. I have to look up what they got in exchange. Intern 12, can you give that
they
over to Rich?
They got for a 2021 sixth round pick.
Wow.
And a second and fourth in 2022.
Okay, yeah, here it is. Per Adam Schefter, I'll do it again. Jets trade quarterback Sam Darnold to the Carolina Panthers for the 2021 sixth round pick. And second and fourth round picks in the 2022 draft.
Right. Wow, that's a significant move. Finally, something.
Incidentally,
Hubert Davis is the coach of Carolina.
Yeah, Hubert Davis. I thought you said Cubert. I was like, that's a video game.
No, Hubert Davis. Wow.
All right.
That's big news.
That changes everything.
Well, that means Carolina, who is picking a number eight?
I'll check.
Yeah, I think they're picking
top 10 for sure.
They're picking at number eight. Does not need to take a quarterback. That was perhaps the fourth quarterback we thought could be taken. At least maybe the fifth. Now the Patriots could see. I always said I don't know how they're going to trade up. To make this thing work. Why is Carolina going? Now we know the answer. Because I kept saying I don't understand why the Patriots think they're going to get a quarterback when Carolina's there to gobble up the fourth or fifth quarterback.
Right.
They got to trade up. They got to trade up at least with Dallas, and they never did. Now we know why.
Carolina is the eighth pick.
Yeah.
So wow, that's finally yay something to actually not speculate about.
Bill Belichick playing chess while everyone else is playing checkers.
Wow.
Huh?
Wow.
Because the Carolina Panthers.
I don't know.
Picked...
That just sounded good.
Yeah, it sounded good.
It sounded sporty.
Yeah. So you're going to go ahead and be 60. That is the old date, by the way. That is.
Oh, it's 1 foot in the grave.
It is.
Yeah, you might as well just call it a day.
Wow.
So I'm going to celebrate it by drinking and skiing and maybe going for a long run and biking.
Figured out that whole reverse mortgage thing yet?
Yeah. We're having a party at my house Thursday. Just us guys, the He-Man Woman Haters Club.
And I just found out, it just so happens on my 60th birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, the Red Sox are playing an afternoon
game. Yeah, so we have the day off.
Oh, that's trouble.
So I'm going to have some food for us. Some booze, shots of tequila.
Outstanding.
And then you can just go on your way.
The word no will not be in the vocabulary on Thursday. And by the way, does anybody want to do a Friday morning 4 a.m. radio show?
Wow.
Just wondering.
You want to take the day off, do you not?
I only need 4 a.m. off.
Michelle Underhill said it's when you turn 51.
Oh.
It's when you start feeling old.
Mm.
I think it's a variable based on everybody's body.
I can't. But we're picking a birthday. You know, to me, I don't feel old as long as I'm still blocking shots and hitting three-pointers at the Wilson Central School. You know what I mean?
Since when have you, I've never seen you block a shot, because that would require playing defense.
Yeah, I block a few shots. They don't pay attention. I come from behind, swatted against the backboard.
It's always a foul, but who's counting?
Yeah, the hell with that.
He's everywhere.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess when you turn 60, that is kind of bum.
That's
I'd be bummed
really
out,
old.
Too.
60 was one of those things that was just, oh, man. It's just one of those things you don't even think about. Then all of a sudden it happened.
Everybody come to my house Thursday. We're having a party for Rich.
Oh, everybody?
Yeah, everybody. Everybody's invited.
All right. Come to the box in the field in Williston.
And we'll see you there around 12:15.
Horses used to roam freely and happily.
Yeah, exactly. Text from Marnie's wife, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah, what are you doing? I told her she's not allowed to be there. I said, just make food and leave.
Oh, so you want her to cook?
Yeah, I just cook for TJ because he's on a diet.
Some Brussels sprouts.
You got some nice vegetables coming to you, TJ.
Awesome.
Yeah, you'll love
some
that.
Frozen peas.
Anybody see King Kong or... I guess Space Jams 2 isn't out yet.
No, but King Kong and Godzilla made a ton of money this weekend.
You didn't, but you didn't go see it at all?
Of course not. Why would I go to a movie?
Well, you can watch it at home if you have HBO Max now. You can start watching these released at home.
I was too busy driving people to Albany. Oh my
yeah, what
gosh.
Was that? You drove somebody to Albany?
Yesterday I was just hung over and bored and nothing to do. And so I just said, I'll go online, do a couple of Uber rides. First one's to Winooski, second one. I picked the guy up on Mallets Bay Ave. He says, oh, by the way, this trip is to Albany, New York.
No, get out of my car.
This is at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
No, sir.
No, you have to understand how much money would be involved in a trip to Albany.
No, sir.
So, no,
there's not enough money.
The answer was yes, there was enough money.
That's what? How long did it take you to get there and back?
3 hours and 20 minutes. It was about a 7-hour round trip.
No.
I got home at about midnight. It was pretty... gruesome. Boy, I forgot how boring 22A is at 9 and 10 and 11, especially listening to the Arnie Spanier show.
Oh, yeah, you were listening to me that? Yeah, I was the only thing on that late at night, huh?
Yes, and this station was booming down there. I was psyched.
I'm all, well, which one? Or you were listening to this one? And
yeah.
Wait, when you got to Albany, I'm on another one in Albany,
oh,
too.
I was out of Albany. I couldn't get out of that town fast enough.
How did I sound, by the way?
You sounded like a handsome devil. No, I have no idea. You sounded like, fine. I mostly heard the show before you.
Like a quarter of a billion people listening?
Which was Bernie Fratto and your partner Aaron Torres.
Yeah,
there.
Which we've both had on the show.
It was like old friends night.
Torres and Bernie Fratto.
But I'll tell you what, Orwell at 11 o'clock on a Sunday night is not very exciting.
I'm telling you this, if we ever go to Vegas, Bernie's going to treat us like kings. We don't have to open up our wallet once. If we ever do make it out there, which I... seriously, starting to have doubts that we do.
Well, now that I'm 60, I'm not going to be able to do anything.
Incidentally, you mentioned the Space Jam 2 movie. They dropped the trailer, and there's a controversy.
Uh-oh.
It features a reference. The trailer features a reference to the Droogs, and the Droogs are a rip off of the 1971 Stanley Kubrick film, A Clockwork Orange.
Oh, that was a creepy movie.
That was it. I remember that movie. That is creepy, but I don't remember what you're talking about.
The Droogs were... that gang that, like, raped and abused people.
Oh, yeah.
And yet, Pepe Le Pew can't be in the movie.
Oh, jeez. Unbelievable. Brian in Bristol, happy birthday, Rich.
It's not my birthday. That's Thursday. I'm still in my 50s.
Whose
fault?
You want to know whose fault was it this morning's screw-up?
Which one? Oh, yes.
Yeah, what happened?
Somebody put in a 27-minute infomercial to start running at 5:40 this morning on three of our radio stations.
Wow.
Yeah. And, of course, I got here, and I was so busy doing so many other things, I didn't even hear it.
Did the morning guys, were they able to get on in?
Yeah, the WVMT phone line started blowing up saying, do you realize 101.3 is playing an infomercial right now?
Wow.
What was it, like a penis enlargement thing?
I have no idea. I didn't hear. I'm probably asleep.
Maybe it was poop fix.
Andrew Watson, so how much was the Uber ride? $750?
Yeah, I wish. Guess how much I got paid for the way back.
How much?
Zero.
See, that's why I don't go. I don't do that.
No, I'll tell you. It was $250.
Not enough money.
Penny.
And then you got to pay for your own gas.
Oh, yeah.
Just driving the family for Easter. Can't believe the huddle's on today. I thought the Easter was Sunday.
Yeah, what? It's not. It's not Easter.
Yeah.
It's Easter Monday.
Is there such a thing?
Peter and Williston, I graduated from Albany High School. I couldn't get out of there soon enough. Rich is right. Albany looks good in the rearview mirror. I've not been down to Albany a lot, just a couple times. Chad in Essex watching on Twitch. Good Lord, almost broke my computer screen. Don't say that about Rich. No, that's bad. Stop it.
Wow, he is 60.
Rich, don't take that serious, Rich. Don't let him say that to you. That's wrong. This guy in Plattsburgh, TJ, I don't know, he's starting to creep me out a little bit, but I'm going to read it anyway.
I saw it.
When DJ looks smoking hot, you're going to wish you joined on the diet because he's looking smoking hot, you'll see. Please tell me that's your wife.
Please tell me. My wife's in Barrie.
Please, I'm begging you.
I'll bet she's one of the most smoking hot people in Barrie.
Yeah, probably is, yeah.
TJ got a little action today, or yesterday.
Excuse me?
I wasn't supposed to say anything?
Friday? Now, yeah, I went for my, speaking of being an old man, I went for my old man doctor's appointment and got my first, my first...
prostate exam.
Prostate exam.
Oh.
What would you think I meant, sex?
Thanks. I would like to thank both of you for warning me beforehand. Yeah, I was like Fletch going, Moon River, you know.
Did you take poop fix?
No.
Is that something you take?
No. I don't know what it is, but I'm like, geez, at least buy me some dinner.
Wow.
So this was not a colonoscopy.
No, it was just a check of my.
So you didn't have to eat something. You didn't have to.
No,
drink
I didn't
the
have
magic.
To do any of that stuff.
Oh my gosh!
I make sure I do my prostate exam like they tell you to do. Like my doctor said, once a week. I go what? It's not once a week. They've been lying to me. I told them it was once a week.
Oh my god!
Prostate, by the way, is fine.
Good for you.
Everything's good.
Until next week, right?
Right.
So can you tell us what happened?
What do you think happened, Rich?
What do you think he did? It was right at the end of the appointment, too. I was like, I'm going to get out of here without anything, you know, and then all of a sudden he goes, okay, do me a favor, turn around, drop your drawers, and put your hands on the table. And I'm like, oh no.
I could tell you a joke there. I don't think it'd be appropriate, though. Rich says... Rich, my philosophy on birthdays after 30 is just another day, so I decided just to celebrate the decade's birthday.
Oh.
The whole point is you celebrate the fact that you're alive. You seem to have a good life. Celebrate. Bob in Western Michigan, he's 62 years old. Yeah, tell us how old you are. Send in a text on the Tough Air Tire text line. Tell us how old you are. 802-655-6672. I'm kind of curious how old our listeners are there.
Bob, thank you. And I've never really cared about my age. This is the first time I've actually cared because 60 to me just sounds like you're heading on the downhill slope.
Yeah.
You start to realize this thing isn't forever. Your life feels finite.
TJ, a couple years ago.
Did you buy your cemetery plot yet?
Wow. TJ, yes. A couple years ago I had MLC.
What is that?
It's a medical condition.
Okay. What is it,
though? Midlife crisis.
Oh, okay. Yeah. MLC.
I grew a mustache, ponytail, bought a motorcycle, drove out to Vegas.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I wanted to do for MLC.
Instead, you just sat on the couch.
Wait till you get MLC.
I had my midlife crisis by running marathons. What a stupid thing to do at 40.
Look at Jeffrey. I'm 27. I'm old. I'm out of slap you. When you say that, I'd die to be 27 right now. Dude in Virgenza's 49. Yeah, wait till you turn 50, dude. See how you're going to like that. James in South Burlington, 69.
Nice.
So that's one of our older listeners up there, too.
See, you're saying old for someone in his 60s.
All right, look, we do have a lot to get to. It is what?
Steve in New Haven, don't read that.
I don't have it up on my...
Lucy's 59, Kobe's 29. Chris and Jacqueline, 55 and 60. Wow.
Wow.
I feel a little more comfortable.
You feel better now? You feel we have older listeners out there?
Honestly, physically, I've never felt better in my life, for whatever that's worth. It's just that once you hit 60, it feels like a number where it could all go to bleed.
Yeah, I can understand that.
The next day.
Yeah.
Especially with some of my habits.
You're a whole different category. Usually it's like, are you between like 40 and 59?
Right.
60 and above, 60 to 170.
So that could be a good
You're that age group, 60 to 170.
I could start winning age things at Orange Theory.
There you go.
And if we get any endorsement deals from that reverse mortgage company, Rich automatically gets them.
Hey, you could do the Senior Olympics for now, 60 and over. No, I want to do that in the 3-on-3 basketball. Seriously, they have ping pong, golf, track and field. They have marathons. You could totally win it for 60 and over. You'd be like the number one seed. I'm telling you, Rich, you could make a whole career out of this. It's like being on the senior tournament in golf, the senior tour in golf.
Look, from first-time texter, I'm 60, just like Haskell. I used to be his bartender at Nectar's.
Wow.
Which is all the more reason why it's a miracle either of us made it to this number.
I used to say, you know you're getting old, like when my mom was getting old, she outlived her doctors. She had to get new because she outlived all her doctors.
Rich Haskell, ping pong savant.
Oh, jeez.
I can't wait for the morning bingo and the all-you-can-eat buffets. And oh, yeah.
All right. We do have a lot to get to. You know the Tom for a Tire text line, 802-655-6672. We'll talk about Sam Darnold getting traded to the Panthers, which means are the Panthers now going to go and trade the number 8? They don't need that, and they can get a king's ransom for that. If somebody wants to take a chance that there's going to be a quarterback on the board, I'm thinking there's going to be two quarterbacks. There could be Trey Lance.
At 8?
At 8, and there's certainly going to be Mac Jones, in my opinion, because the first three quarterbacks still off the board, Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, and Justin Fields.
Meanwhile, Todd McShay says that Jones is going with a 3 pick. So, I mean, it just
no, Jones is not. Matter of fact, I'll counter that and say I just sent you an article where Colin Coward pointed out that a couple GMs said Jones isn't even a first-round pick. So, you which one you want to settle in the middle there, or so? What do you want to do, Rich?
No, I'm pretty sure Jones is going in the first, just because of his position. And
well, he'll go in the first, but he may drop down the 15. He may drop down the 20. Aaron, just like Aaron Rodgers syndrome, when he dropped on down.
And one of your 117 texts that you sent me, one of the couple of them that I actually looked at, you said the Atlanta Falcons were possibly. Of course, this is all speculation, which is all.
Yeah, they were going to take a quarterback.
They might not take a quarterback at 4.
Well, that's because I thought maybe they were going to go ahead and get another quarterback to back up Matt Ryan and to take over for him as the future.
All right, so you say the Jags take Lawrence, Jets take a yes, the Jets obviously will take a quarterback now. 49ers will take a quarterback with a 3 spot.
Yes.
But now, Falcons at 4.
May
no.
not.
Bengals at 5. Won't. No. Miami at 6.
No.
Detroit at 7.
No.
Carolina at 8.
No.
Obviously not. Denver at 9.
But that doesn't mean, they could, then probably will. But that doesn't mean, as you just mentioned, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8 won't trade that pick.
Right. And that's good news for the Patriots.
And everybody's going to want to trade on up.
Yep.
Now you have about 3-4 teams that you could trade with, but you don't want to go ahead and be on the outside looking in. You got to be sure you're going to get the quarterback you want. No trades will be happening until the NFL draft, until the guys are starting to get picked, and then we'll see which quarterback actually drops. Well, look, I don't know. Maybe Mac Jones is going to be number 3. Maybe Trey Lance is going to be number 3. I doubt it. I still think it's going to be Justin Fields. By the way, did you see the thing about Dan Orlovsky?
Oh, yeah.
TJ, you don't happen to have that, do you? Dan Orlovsky said about Justin Fields, he said this on the Pat McAfee show, that he heard Justin Fields was the first person to leave practice and the last person in.
Okay, so let me put my blinders on here and be naive and say, what is wrong with that? Is this going to turn into a race thing?
No. It's not going to turn into a race thing. That is completely wrong to say that. If you're not going to release your source on that, that's not something that needs to be reported unless you've seen it firsthand. If you want to say, hey, I used to play on that team, or I used to coach, or my dad was a coach, or my brother played on that team, or whoever, and I'm hearing that he's the last one in and the first one gone, knock yourself out. But then when Herbstreit called him to the carpet, and he called him to the carpet, he quickly. Oh, wait a minute! I've just found two more people that say he has the best work ethic ever. I'm going to guess he didn't find two more people. He's just covering his backside.
It's too bad because I think Orlovsky is one of the best in the business. I think he's really good.
He is good, but Rich, look, you could say, "Hey, I don't like somebody." If we were talking about Christian Leitner, you could say, "You know what, Rich? I find him so unlikable. I hope he doesn't win the game. I hope he doesn't have a good career. I'm going to root against him, no matter what team he's on. Whatever. I mean, that's my opinion. That's the way I feel. It's the Arnie Spanier show. But I can't come up and say I got sources to say that this guy's a cancer. Okay, I can't do that.
Okay, but it said it didn't say that. That's a little extreme. It says his worth. He didn't. He didn't like his work.
Well, what do you think happens?
But that doesn't make him a cancer.
No,
he might be the greatest guy in the world and a fantastic clubhouse guy.
Lazy.
It doesn't work that
Matt, lazy. Right? And what do you think happens to a guy that drops from number 3 to, let's say, number 23, just for argument's sake?
How about 15?
Okay, 15. What do you think the millions of dollars will cost him?
I understand. So your problem, I didn't hear all the specifics of the Orlovsky thing. Did he say his source is saying that he's not a hard worker, basically, Fields?
Two people.
All right.
But
so does he have to give his sources?
No, but then he said the next day, after Herbstreit called him out, that, he found two more people that told him he's the hardest worker ever.
Okay, but there's two people out there that are his sources that say he isn't. So why is that not okay? If you've got two sources that come out there and say, Justin Fields isn't a hard worker.
Because everybody knows, Rich, that when it comes to the NFL draft, a lot of bogus information is put out so a person can drop to certain teams. And you know that you can only, when I give you all these rumors and yep. we laugh at them, we take it with a grain of salt. We're not sitting here saying today, well, the Patriots are definitely going to, because we don't know. Mac Jones definitely going to, we don't know. But, when these guys put out all these rumors, you have to take it with a grain of salt and say, they have an agenda. They want bad things said about this guy so it could drop to them. And I think that's completely wrong. Well, you can't hurt somebody's reputation like that.
Yeah, the guys on 98.5, the Sports Hub today, were talking about that and saying that maybe there's an agenda here by Orlovsky. Maybe he is trying to get somebody else, trying to get him to fall to a team that he wants them to fall to. Do you think that team came to him and said, just trash him on the
air? Well, it could have been, who knows? It could be a team that goes to his agent or somebody else's agent. Yeah. Or maybe, who knows, maybe it's Trey Lance's agent. That's trying to make Justin Fields fall. You know what? Who the hell knows who's got the agenda
here?
The
thing is if some schmo from ESPN says, and I shouldn't say it because I really like Orlovsky. I think he's very good, as I said. But don't you have coaches and scouts galore watching his every step? Don't you have tons of video footage of everything he does well and doesn't do well?
But Rich, they say you hit on your draft picks 20% of the time in the first round.
I know. That's unbelievable.
I always said, why isn't it so? Look, I'm on every Saturday night. I'm watching college football from the moment I get up to the moment I'm on the air, and then I get off at 2 o'clock in the morning. I don't think anybody watches more college football than me. You may know more, but nobody's watching more because you can't. I'm in front of the TV all day. It's impossible.
Except when Beth is cooking.
Yes. You can't watch more. Maybe you can soak in more, but you're not watching more. How can you not see what they've done on the field? Exactly. And no offense, Belichick doesn't have time to watch college football on Saturdays. He doesn't have time for that.
No, he doesn't during the season, obviously. You're right.
And that's what it's the same
right,
season,
but,
Rich.
No, but don't you think he's standing there 5 feet away from Justin Fields? Watch. I don't know if he went to his pro day.
It's too late by then. It's too late. When he went down to Alabama to see Mac Jones, it's too late. So I'm watching a guy in his gym shorts and some shoulder pads or a T-shirt throw into a guy that's wide open and where he wants to pick yep. In his environment, on his field, on the sunniest day, in his time, when he feels good and everything's great. Now, how about when there's a pass rush looking to bury your face into the ground?
Right.
How about what you've done the last 4 years?
Right. It's as long as it isn't the race card that's being played here, because when I heard all the hullabaloo about Fields, I just assumed it was, you can't say that about him, as if the color of skin has anything to do with
his work ethic. No, it has nothing to do with that. So. By the way, TJ, your fan here says, I'm not a creepy person. I'm a woman that happens to think DJ's handsome. But he will be when he loses all that weight, that's all.
There you go.
I think that's our blind listener.
Stop it.
Wow. What did I say? Did I say something wrong?
Oh, no.
Probably just glaucoma, okay? So let's leave it at that.
Wow.
Well, listen, when you got it, you got it.
Yeah, that's true. Fields leads a campaign to get the Big Ten to play football. I doubt he's not a hard worker. That doesn't mean you're a hard worker, okay? And by the way, his coach that said that, he's in trouble for saying that, Rich. Did you hear about
for
that?
What? For saying what?
That Justin Fields, he was defending his quarterback.
Yes.
Ohio State coach, Coach Day, and said, Justin Fields, he's the one that wanted to petition to have football back in the Big Ten last year. Where was everybody else who was opting out?
Right.
Oh, excuse me, sir. You're now attacking the people that opted out, the ones that were ill physically, that had maybe cancer or something, right. and that couldn't play because they were worried about getting ill. Now you're attacking them. And he had the backtrack on that. I'm waiting, because he said, hey, where were those people? Well, where do you think they were? They were ill. Don't start doing that game now.
In this day and age with social media as it is, everybody's going to get hammered about something. You know, it's too bad it was Orlovsky because he has a very, very large popular platform. Well, all right, let's see what happens. Good, I hope he falls to 15.
And by the way, TJ, your fan is not blind, just high. Peter Wilson, I'm a Buckeyes fan. Had there been any sense of Justin Fields being a bum like Orlovsky said, I would have been all over the fan. It would have been all over the fan threads. That's Peter and Wendy Williston. Yeah, that. Well, again, don't go so much by the threads, but I don't think it'd be such a secret out there. Now we'll see what happens. Mm-hmm. Now I have optimistic. Excuse me. That the Patriots actually are going to trade up now, Rich.
Yeah, and not have to give up the entire
team. You'll have to give up a lot more now.
To what? Go to 15 to 12?
Well, it's...
I mean, how far do you have to go up now? There's five quarterbacks here.
No, you've got to go up past 12. You got to go
We just went down this list.
Yeah, but you start with number four in Atlanta. You got to see if they want to trade their pick.
Right, but after that, Miami, does Detroit, you said
Who's number five again?
Five is the Bengals. They certainly don't need one.
No, you got to start with four in Atlanta.
Yeah.
See if you could pry it away from them. If not, then you got to hit Cincinnati. Then you got to hit Miami. He's already decided to deal, but they want Pitts, the tight end.
Yeah.
So I don't know who's going to pull the trigger or what they're going to get. Patriots, I don't think the Patriots have enough to offer as some of the other teams out there.
No, I'm just looking right in front of them, too. You got the Eagles, Chargers, Vikings.
Denver could move up.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of teams that could move up and get the quarterback of their dreams if they want to get up to number four or number five. We have to see how the draft goes, though.
Yes, please make it go. We got 3 weeks?
By the way, what do you think Sam Darnold does in Carolina? I think that's a great spot for him. Oh, and another thing, does that mean that Teddy Bridgewater, right? So maybe Bridgewater goes to the Patriots. Right. Did Bill Belichick always like Teddy Bridgewater?
Yes.
I think I've sent you. I remember sending you an article that
yes,
said
you did.
That said Belichick was always a fan of Teddy Bridgewater.
Yeah, he's a fan of a lot of people though. That it hasn't made any difference. But I mean, obviously with Christian McCaffrey, you've got to count on him coming back healthy. That's going to be a much better environment because he just had nobody around him. It's going to be interesting to see if Sam Darnold can finally see some success, although Carolina is not exactly a massive step up from the Jets.
Would you rather get Teddy Bridgewater or get one of the rookies like Trey Lance or Mac Jones?
Oh, boy. What team are we talking about here? If I were the
Patriots?
For
the Patriots, yeah.
I would rather get a rookie. I've had my heart set on one of those five guys from the very beginning.
Ryan says, I like Kyle Trask for the Patriots in the second round. Well, that's a kid who couldn't play in high school and didn't play for the first 4 years in college. But you could say the same thing for Mac Jones, who didn't play last year because played behind some guy named Tua and some guy named Hurts. And Hurts had to leave because he couldn't play. So he had to go to Oklahoma.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be the draft is going to draw numbers like you're not going to believe.
Oh, no question about it. I'm actually going to pay attention to it. I just want it to happen.
I'll remind you, there's this guy named Tom Brady that didn't go very high in the draft.
Yeah, sixth round. On a side note, by the way, did you watch the NCAA tournament over the weekend?
Oh. Yes, it was that was an unbelievable
I have my
thing.
Play-by-play of the game we're going to play later on this hour. Oh, so you're going to be able to hear that.
I was so glad they didn't call a timeout after that tying bucket.
They had one timeout.
I know.
They had one timeout.
I understand. That's why I'm saying. I was so glad they just let it flow. That was so cool.
That was great. Of course, whatchamacallit got ripped like crazy. Skip Bayless for saying it can't be an all-time great because it was a lucky shot at the end.
And all this week, we've got our Bo Sox Bonanza going
on. Oh, yeah. We're going to give away Red Sox tickets today.
Box seats.
Every single day this week, we're giving away a pair of box seats, Red Sox tickets. Today's tickets that we're giving away are for the White Sox game on April 18th. It's a Sunday
Moncada.
Evening.
Oh, it's a Sunday.
Nice.
And
nice. Usually
you
we give you cheap tickets,
win.
Like on a Tuesday or something. But a Sunday, that's a weekend.
Sunday, April 18th.
Wow.
So how do they win?
Well, we tell you when to call up, and I'll say like the 300th caller or something like that.
300th caller.
Is going, don't you dare take
caller number 3,000.
No, we're giving away a pair of tickets every day this week because we're excited about Red Sox baseball being back, regardless of the current record. If it's Sox, it's on 101.3 The Game, where your official Red Sox station.
And so, we're also going to do like a caller of the week, I decided, because, you know, I like taking calls. So we're going to do, and then I'll have like a prize for that too, for whoever's the best caller of the week. Just to, even if we take like one call a day, then five people have a chance to win. If we take only one call a week, then that person's going to win. If we don't take any calls, nobody's going to win. That's all I can tell you.
TJ is rolling his eyes over there.
Well, that's too bad.
By the way, no, not right now, where the phones are ringing off the hook.
Oh, yeah, for the
yeah, don't, I'm call not for do, the
don't
Red
do
Sox
it now.
These are the box seats right behind the third base dugout that the owner has that we never get to
Should
see.
Should we do like a trivia question?
I don't know. What's the plan?
What do you mean, what's the plan? We are the plan.
We are the plan.
Whatever we want to do, we could do.
So a little bit.
I could tape the tickets to my shoulder and say, come knock them off.
A little bit later.
First person to knock them off gets them.
A little bit later in the show, you're going to hear this. It's gone!
Feel the excitement in the air.
And then we're going to tell you to call.
That's the best we can do. We couldn't have like a play-by-play sounder of like, it is far. It is deep.
Wait a minute.
That's wrong. I'm sorry.
Yankees lose.
We couldn't get anything like that?
No, that's okay. It was something I enjoyed because there's something we haven't heard yet this season. Joe Castiglione excitedly announcing a Red Sox home run.
Peter wants to know, what about the texter of the week? Let's start with the caller of the week. We get 10 million texts. I'd like to get some of the calls back. You know, we used to get like 20 to 25 calls, 24 calls a day.
Yep.
I remember those days.
I remember them very well.
Back in the day.
I was in my 40s back then.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Rich.
So bleeping old. Well, it's not my birthday. It's yours. We're celebrating yours.
Let me ask you a question. If you were single and a 30-year-old girl said, Rich, I'd love to date you, would you date her?
I would like to get to know her personality.
Get out of here.
Get out of here right now.
Are you having a stroke?
How many beers are we in here? What time of the night are we talking about?
Rich, let's go out to one of the clubs tonight and then go back to your place.
He paused because he's so whipped. He goes, yeah.
I said if you were single.
I wonder if Lainey's listening right now. I said if you were single.
Are you kidding? She'd be laughing her butt off.
All right, we're almost done with hour one. We got to take a commercial. Butt. All right, you want to get in 802-655-6672. We'll come back. We'll get to the Red Sox a little bit. You're in the huddle. What about point three of the game?
To the right side of the floor, defended by Kispert now. Drives, leans in. The runner comes up short, choosing the rebounds and puts it in. We're tied at 90. 3 seconds left. Here's Suggs the other way. Pull up three for the win.
Yes! Yes!
Set yes! of the championship game! He knocked it from 40 at the buzzer!
Yes!
The Bulldogs!
Wow!
Play for a national championship!
All right, good afternoon, everybody. You're in the huddle. What a 1.3 The Game.
You know
Gonzaga beats UCLA. What?
That color commentator should have been fired on the spot.
You have to understand.
No one had any idea what just happened.
You're right. 99.9% of the time. Do you know who the color commentator was?
Who? The Cincinnati Bengals, Yahoo. No, who?
Cincinnati Bengals.
No, you know that guy we can't stand because he just screams every time the Bengals
score? Scratch my back with a hacksaw, the Pittsburgh Penguin guy?
Oh, that's the Penguins
guy?
No.
This is Gonzaga's call.
The
color commentator, was that the national call or the local call?
That was the Gonzaga radio call.
We're on that station in Spokane. The color commentator is Adam Morrison. And we talked about this on Saturday, after the win,
the bust.
I jokingly said, Adam Morrison's probably crying tears of joy now. What does he put out? I didn't even know he was the color commentator. He puts out, I'm crying now, UCLA fans, tears of joy. How about that?
Ugh.
And took a shot at UCLA because they've been taking a shot at him since, 2006?
Yes, since he was a massive bust.
Because he was crying on the court when UCLA UCLA rallied from behind to beat Gonzaga in the last seconds, he started to cry. So they've been, busting his chops for it ever since.
Right.
So he lost it a little bit, Rich. I can understand it, though. I can understand it.
Except for the fact that no one that's listening had any idea what was going on.
Well, you didn't hear that. You just heard that in Spokane.
I have the UCLA call, too.
My friend Josh Lewin.
Yeah.
Let me hear what Josh has.
Juzang with 8, with 7. Gets to the elbow. A floater. Line drive. No. Gets his own rebound. Scores off the glass. 3.3 to go. Here's Suggs at midcourt. 2, 1. A 32-footer. Oh, my goodness. He banked it in. Gonzaga has won the game.
Wow.
Cry in your pillow. Unbelievable. Suggs hit a runner. Bank shot going home. The Bruins are going home.
Oh, now,
that's a clear good call.
Yeah, I'm on the air live as this is going on.
Yes.
It goes into overtime, and I'm about 7 to 10 seconds ahead on my TV coverage than my partner Aaron Torres.
Okay.
And everybody else in Los Angeles. This happens every game.
Okay, so in other words, what you're seeing
is seven,
happens to Aaron 7 seconds later.
No, before them. Okay, I'm ahead of the game. So I know what's happening. I know what's happening 7 to 10 seconds before it happens.
Which is what I just said.
Okay,
but go ahead.
Okay, I thought you said the other way. So I'm not allowed to do play-by-play. And you know when I do the Super Bowl shows and stuff like that, I'm very cognizant about not doing play-by-play because I know I'll get fined for $10 million and lose my job. If I'm doing, Brady's back to pass. Because you can't do that. That's a no-no.
Right. Some other network is paying billions for the
billions,
right.
Billions.
Yep.
And they don't need Artie Spanier taking their billions away, doing no matter how small I am or how rinky-dink I am.
Quarter billion.
Yeah, but that would cost me big time. They would fine my network like you wouldn't believe. They may even take a Super Bowl away from my network if I did that. So anyway, my point is, I didn't want to do I can't do the play-by-play. I can't do Johnny Juzang with the layup back. It ties it up, and they're going to bring it up. Suggs is dribbling. I can't do that. Even though my partner Chris Plank says, come on, when's the last time you got in trouble? And I got in trouble 25 years ago when a former co-host yelled at me. He said I was going to get the network shut down. So stuck with me ever since. So I'm on the air. And I'm 7 to 10 seconds ahead of Torres, and UCLA is down by 2. They don't know the score. I'm trying to tell them what's going on without giving them the play-by-play. So listen, this is me on Saturday night playing for me.
Give us a 10-second delay here. We're so far behind you.
I'll tell you this. It's tied at 90 with 3 seconds left, so it's going to be – is that what – oh, my goodness! My goodness! I don't know if the game's over or not. They're going to have to look at this again. Oh, my goodness. Wait till you guys catch up to me. I don't want to ruin it for you.
Artie!
Oh, my goodness.
Artie!
Was that good? Did that count? I think it did, though. They'll have to take a look at it again. Gonzaga, between half court and the three-point line, threw one up with time running out. It went in. It looks like it's going to count. They'll obviously have to look at this one again. Gonzaga wins 93-90, but they'll have to take a look at it just to do a double or triple check on this one. There you go, Rich. Here's my play-by-play. What do you think of that, big boy?
Oh,
my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm not going to tell you what happened.
Is there a reason that Torres sounds like Edith from Archie Bunker?
Archie!
Hey, Archie!
He thought I was kidding around at first because he's waiting to 10. They don't know if UCLA maybe stole the inbound pass,
right,
which could have easily have happened.
Right, all you're saying is, oh my goodness.
You don't know. Maybe they threw it out of bounds and UCLA was, or maybe there was a foul charging. Play it again.
Play that again.
Because, again, you hear Torres goes, why don't you tell us what's going on because you're so far ahead of us. And at that point, it was Gonzaga 90, UCLA 88. So they thought UCLA was still down by 2 points.
Give us a 10-second delay here. We're so far behind you.
I'll tell you this. It's tied at 90 with 3 seconds left, so it's going to be – is that what – oh, my goodness! Oh, my goodness! I don't know if the game's over or not. They're going to have to look at this again. Oh, my goodness! Wait till you guys catch up to me. I don't want to ruin it for you.
Artie! Artie!
Oh, my goodness!
Artie!
They're so far behind me.
Was that good?
Look how far behind they were on me. I think when he's yelling Arnie, he's just kind of messing around.
Right.
I don't think he saw it till a little bit after that.
So my youngest daughter was sitting on the couch next to me while I was watching that game come down to the end, and my wife was out in the dining room, and as that shot banked off the glass, I dropped an expletive, and my youngest daughter goes, Dad!
That was just unbelievable. And yes, it was one of the best college basketball games I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah. And I heard, I think it was Dan Patrick doing the, or was it Colin today, talking about the top five all time. He put that at 2 or 3.
Well,
the one he didn't include, though, which just kind of ticked me off was the Derek Wittenberg.
Yeah, oh, really?
For North Carolina State for Valvano.
My buddy, his father, did the play-by-play of that game.
Really?
Gary Bender.
Oh, sure.
You know
yeah,
Gary? He did the play-by-play of that. But, yeah, what an awesome game. By the way, Skip Bayless decided to tweet out, oh, it can't be one of the all-time greats when it ends on a lucky shot.
You can't tell me he hasn't practiced that a million times. So you're going to say if Steph Curry hits a 40-footer at the buzzer, it's a lucky shot?
He then got 1 billion tweets and retweets ripping him a new one.
Right, well, that's what he does every day.
A billion. He got like a billion, Rich.
That's his goal in life.
More people know him than our President Biden, is what I'm telling you.
Right.
More people are tweeting Skip than anybody else.
Peter says Rich is right. He's talking about that homer Dave Lapham, Cincinnati's radio analyst, and he's a Bengals fan.
I had a buddy that did the Cincinnati games.
Oh, my gosh, he's almost unlistenable.
Do you know Pete Arbogast?
He's actually worse, if it's possible, than Zola.
Really? Do you know Pete Arbogast? He used to do Cincinnati and USC.
No,
he was football.
An interesting combo.
Yeah, yeah.
Connor and Williston, I love you guys, but listening to Arnie do play-by-play of his own crappy play-by-play is a tough lesson. Listen, probably.
Yeah. Did you like my play-by-play? Do I have a future in it?
It was just like the original one on the Gonzaga call. I had no idea what was going on. It was great.
I'll tell you what, we'll come back. I want to see where we are in the contest, so we got to get to that a little bit. We'll talk about the game tonight. We'll get to the Red Sox. Busy segment coming up. You're in the huddle. 101.3 the game.
Celtics running, so starters don't have to run in this fourth quarter. Tatum at the buzzer! It's been that kind of day. Celtics finding all the Easter eggs tonight.
Wouldn't it have been better?
Brandy,
I love TJ, but wouldn't it have been better if we put like a Sox cut when I said, we're going to come back and talk about the Sox? And he's playing Celtic one.
The only Sox I want to talk about are the Sox tickets that we'll be giving away soon.
Yeah, and we're going to be giving away Red Sox tickets every day.
Every day this week.
Monday through Friday.
Yep. And they are premium box
seats. And we have
not
given away today's seat yet.
Finish that sentence.
Finish your sentence.
They are premium box seats.
Finish your sentence. You're eating. You shouldn't be allowed to talk when you're eating.
I'm eating your present that I bought you.
We have a fraud. We have a problem. Yes, TJ?
We have a fraud.
I just want to take us just real quickly back to the discussion that we just had.
Yes.
All right. Bill Rafferty.
Yes.
He's the guy who was on the television broadcast.
Yeah, he's a color analyst.
Okay. And last night, or the other night during the game, he caused some confusion on the Twitter sphere. There's a little bit of controversy going on. Gonzaga's Andrew Nembhard hit a clutch step-back three-pointer.
Right, right.
Rafferty described the shot as step-back, Jack, lose a little lingerie shot. That led to fans all over social media going, what the hell is a lose a little lingerie shot?
He's just making it up now.
He's just
making it up.
I mean, how many decades has Bill Rafferty been doing basketball?
He's older
games?
Than
He's
you.
He's older than Rich Haskell.
That's crazy.
If that's possible.
How are we doing in the contest? I used to be in last place. By the way, I'm not.
I have been dreading this part of the show all day.
I am in fourth place in the expert contest at Fox Sports Radio. 1 point behind Stinkin' Clay,
yes,
Travis.
I heard about it last
night. And I'm not going to be able to catch him. I'll probably finish in third place, which is a little embarrassing, but I'll take it with the way I started off.
Out of how many?
A billion. Quarter of a billion.
Well, if you remember,
it was like out of 21, I think it was.
If you remember to last week, number 11 was leading our contest.
Yes.
He turned number 11.
What is he now?
He has now fallen to 85th place.
Wow. Where is intern 11?
He's in the basement.
Gosh. Is he coming back or not?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I mean,
okay.
How much quarantining can a human do?
Yeah. Well, he had a doctor's appointment today. So.
Well, tell him to use the cream and the itching will go away. It'll work out fine.
Try some penicillin.
Rich told me it worked for him, right, Rich? Oh, wait, too much information. I'm sorry. Hit the dump button on that. Hit the dump button on that.
So, number 11 is in 85th place. He has 70 points. He's max points are 70.
That doesn't bode well.
Jeff Paul is in second to last place, 79th. He has 71 points, and max points are 71. Rich, you are in third to last in 79th place.
Okay, so I'm not really third. I'm third to last among you guys.
Yeah,
right.
79th. So I'm at about the halfway spot.
Well, you're tied with Jeff Paul.
Okay.
In number of points, you have 71, but your max points are 103. Yes. So you still have some.
Does he have Gonzaga? Or?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I took them to beat Illinois.
And then comes me in 63rd. I have 76 points. My total points max are 108.
What about intern 12?
Intern 12 is ranked 47th.
Wow.
He has 81 points, and his max is 113.
Okay, and yours truly? I have to be in last, I'm sure.
I hate having to admit this. Arnie is leading.
Of course I am.
Among the people on the air.
Right. Of course I am.
Certainly not the people who are listening.
Of course 33rd I am. Place, 87 points. His max is 119.
Yeah, of course I am.
Who do you have tonight?
I have Gonzaga.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I got every, after the first round, I got every pick right.
So is he? What?
Pretty much every pick
wait
right.
A minute.
No.
After I got up to a slow start, you heard Clay, I was in dead last
yes.
by a long time.
That's right.
And I just picked everyone right after
it's
that.
It's funny, we're not hearing Clay saying Arnie Spanier's in first.
I'll
anymore.
Slap him around now, but he's going to finish 1 point ahead of me. One stinking point. And he has Gonzaga, and I have Gonzaga.
Well, it makes me want to see Baylor win tonight.
Wow. Are you pulling for anybody? You don't have a dog in the...
I couldn't care less. Although Gonzaga's never won it, have they?
No, they're Gonzaga's always, never won it.
They're always good, but never quite good enough. All right, I'm cheering for them then. How about a perfect season? I don't think there's been one since Indiana, has there?
1976 was the last time Indiana.
Scott May. Yeah. Remember those guys?
The last time a team went undefeated in the championship game and lost was 1979, Indiana State.
Oh,
the Sycamores.
Wichita State, maybe they didn't make the final.
Sycamores. Oh, Indiana State, Larry Bird, you may have heard of him.
Who played on that team?
Larry Bird. But it still goes to show, I couldn't tell you any of his teammates.
Of course not. Name one Sycamore
that
isn't Larry
Bird. Is Larry Bird good enough to carry an entire team all the way to the NCAA Finals?
He absolutely was.
I mean, my good, you were playing Magic Johnson.
Yes.
First time texter, damn right, Arnie, way to stick it to Clay. Yeah, but he's still going to beat me if I didn't get off to such a horrible start. That's the problem.
Sort of like your life.
Yeah. Oh, somebody wants to know, are we going to get the Canadians back for the WB listing that? Or I guess after tomorrow.
The Winnipegonians or whatever you guys are called up
there? The Winnipegonians.
I think we get after March Madness. I think they can come back, yes.
So that,
isn't that ridiculous?
That's going to be tomorrow.
So every time there's some sort of a tournament of any sort at all, do we lose the
Canadian I have no idea.
I still don't know how they're listening. So.
Yeah.
I mean...
Are you guys watching the game tonight, or you don't give a damn?
I'm watching.
Yeah.
Does it tip off at 9?
9:20.
How stupid is that?
Yeah.
Let's eliminate everybody over 30.
Well, there's a lot more millions of people east of the Mississippi than west of the Mississippi.
Man, that's what I'm saying. How stupid is that? I can't stay up till midnight.
Well, it's a 2.5 hours, put it at. So 9:20, 11:20, about 12 o'clock.
Can't do it.
Yeah. No, I don't blame you.
Last night.
There's a lot of people that were complaining about that. Don't need to have it, but then if you have it at 8:20, that's 5:20 on the West Coast.
Right.
But the hell with the West Coast. You don't. I mean, there's what, like 50, 60, 70 million people? How many people are on the east of the Mississippi, for crying out loud?
Wow.
Who's winning the 101.3 contest? Oh, that's me. I forgot. I'm sorry.
Didn't we just
say that? I know. I just wanted to ask again.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Is there an echo in there?
I'm going to ask a couple more times before the show's out.
Go Baylor.
Well, because you gave me so much grief about what a moron I am with the whole Clay thing. And now that I climbed, and if I didn't get off to such a bad start, I'd be winning the whole thing. I'd be number one. I'm even ahead of TJ Houshmandzadeh. And the only reason he's up there is because he went to Oregon State, and he picked Oregon State, who won like three games.
Right.
He's the only one that picked Oregon State.
I had Linden State. I knew I was in trouble.
Do you know who the wide receiver was on his Oregon State team? Was Chad Johnson.
Oh, my gosh.
Matter of fact, if I'm correct, I think the two of them went to junior college together. Chad Johnson went to junior college at West LA or Santa Monica with another NFL receiver. Wow. What a pair that. But if you were a quarterback, how great was that?
What a scene in the locker room that must
have been. All right. Hour one in the books. TJ will tell you what's trending.
Red Sox tickets.
We got Red Sox tickets. Be prepared for that. We'll come back. We'll talk about the Red Sox. A little bit more about Sam Darnold being traded. We got a lot to get to. You're in the huddle. What do we point through the game?
The game. Trending now.
Good afternoon. The Jets have reportedly traded Sam Darnold to the Carolina Panthers for a 2021 sixth round pick and second and fourth round picks in 2022. After a last place finish in 2020, things not looking too good for the Red Sox so far. Boston swept by the Orioles in a three-game series over the weekend for just its second ever 0-3 start at Fenway Park. Rare Tom Brady rookie card, setting the standard for highest selling football cards. Card went for $2.25 million at Leland's auction house. A search for the Tar Heels' next men's basketball head coach is over. The university reportedly has hired assistant and former player Hubert Davis. Check it out, sports. The men's college basketball season comes to a close tonight on our sister station, 960 The Zone. Gonzaga puts its 31-0 record on the line against Baylor in the NCAA tournament title game in Indianapolis. Coverage begins at 8. Red Sox remain home to open a series tonight on 101.3 The Game with the Rays. Pregame at 6:10. Yanks host the 3-0 Orioles tonight at 6:35. And the Mets move on to Philadelphia to face the 3-0 Phillies. Jacob DeGrom gets the start. First pitch at 7:05. In the NBA, New York Knicks at the Brooklyn Nets. NHL ice, Philadelphia Flyers at the Boston Bruins. Edmonton Oilers at the Montreal Canadiens. Both those games at 7. I'm TJ Michaels, and you are up to date. Now let's go inside the huddle with Arnie and Rich.
101.3, The Game. In the car, on your computer, on your phone, on your Amazon Echo, and video streaming on Twitch. There's always a way to listen to the show.
I think you might want to listen.
It's The Huddle on 101.3, The Game.
Arnie Spanier is in last place. Pretty far down, to be honest.
Not far down now. Good afternoon, everybody. You're in the huddle. 101.3 The Game. It is the power hour of the show. I'm in fourth place now, and if Gonzaga wins, I'll finish in third.
Out of?
All the experts, all the hosts and like, experts at Fox Sports
like
Radio.
20, 25,
something like that.
It's a fairly impressive birthday, boy.
All the guys that get paid millions and millions of dollars to be experts. Arnie Spanier, the number three. I should be right. I should win the whole thing, but I got off to such a bad start.
Considering Arnie Spanier is in last place. Yeah.
Considering you spend your entire life watching college basketball, as you stated.
He did not give a retraction on that. He didn't say, and Arnie is right 1 point behind me.
He is not, no.
My name is like dropped off now from his tongue. You don't hear my name at all. But when I'm in last, you heard it all the time.
Well, I got a chance to hear your show last night, which is rare because it's always at such odd hours.
What'd you think? Great, wasn't it?
You're pretty good. You're a little more straightforward and to the point and a little rowdy.
Well, because it's all like timed out. We don't get to. I still stretch the breaks a little bit like I'm not supposed to.
That must drive your producer nuts.
Yeah, because we're supposed to break it like 11 after. I usually break it like 15 after.
Sure, the affiliates appreciate
that. Let me tell you something. Yeah, 4 minutes past is like an hour past.
Yes,
we have 600 radio stations waiting to, you know, or waiting on you. 600, right. Not to mention everything else out there. And some of them get screwed up when I do crap like that.
600 stations waiting to play the commercial for Duffy's Chip Hunt.
And poop fix.
Yeah, exactly. So,
Is the poop fix still going? I haven't heard it today. Or has it been fixed?
No, it's still there. So, yeah, when I go past the breaks, it gets a little crazy.
Yes, because when Clay does it, too, I'm sitting here ready to do the Sports Center every morning.
Yeah.
And sometimes he'll break at 10 after, sometimes 25 after. Like, dude, come on.
Yeah, my producer yells in my ear if I don't go to a break. And I'll just turn him down so I don't have to hear him.
So your birthday was officially
Saturday.
All this time. I mean, I went out and got you a special gift and a card.
Well, we're having a party at my house for you on Thursday.
I cannot believe the Boston Red Sox, out of the goodness of their heart,
gave you the day off.
We basically have zero chance of a huddle.
3:05 first pitch.
Watch it start pouring.
Yeah, exactly.
On Thursday.
I'm going to have food, caviar, everything.
Wow. What's caviar?
That's
a high-end.
We're going to party like Paul Pierce.
What is caviar?
I've heard of it. It's very expensive.
I just came
right?
up with the best joke ever, and it went over your head.
No, what? You're going to party like Paul Pierce? What did Paul Pierce do? Didn't he say something about strippers?
He had, like, strippers at his house.
Oh, okay.
And put it on Instagram.
Okay, well, that's hilarious.
It probably was a mistake.
Yeah, that probably was a mistake. You got a lot of grief over that.
Are we going to have strippers at
your... No, we're not, but I thought I'd tell the joke anyway, like Paul Pierce. Went right over your head.
Are there any strippers around here?
Wow, how would I know?
I thought I'd go to the source.
Rams fan Ralph, what do you mean come to the source? Rams fan Ralph, way to come back, Arnie. Yeah, I was down in the dumps over that. I could have lost my job for being in last place. Last place means you're fired. Right now it's Chris Broussard, I think, in last place. So.
Well, you sounded good, though. I've I've never
took a little too straightforward for you.
I've
huh?
never actually heard you when I was sober because you do that Saturday night show.
But we have fun. We just don't go a lot off. We talked about King Kong last night.
A little bit.
Talked about Space Jams 2. See whoever saw that. But we keep it mostly sports because we're only on. We have a lot of commercials and a lot of updates.
Country's coming back. $49.9 million for King Kong this weekend.
Oh, was it that much?
Back at the wow. And that's at the box office. That does not include the HBO Plus stuff.
Yeah, the HBO Max is.
Or Max,
yeah, whatever. That takes a lot of it.
All right, Mike from McKenzie, our dear buddy, who brought us all that meat last yes. week. Can you explain to me why I go on the 101.3 app when I get home and I cannot.
He can't hear.
I think what he means saying he can't hear the game. He says how do I get home and I can hear the Sox game, which is, I think that's exactly the opposite of what he means.
Yeah.
Because they have exclusive rights to that broadcast on the radio. Is that correct?
It's yes. Something
like right, that. So you can't hear it on that. By the way, I just got a text. I don't know if should I read this?
Which one from?
It's from Vermont, the state. It says here, Kinney Drugs, the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine clinic at Harwood High School now has shots you could schedule on April 11th.
Okay.
If you don't have it, you can get it on April. I'm getting mine April 16th is my first shot, though.
And mine is tomorrow morning, and so is yours, TJ, right?
Yeah.
Are you nervous?
No. Why would I be nervous?
Because we're going to turn into robot zombies,
no,
aren't we?
No, we're not.
Intern 12 is giving me my shot here at work here.
Yeah.
Are you going to buy me a shot for Thursday?
I got to make sure I wear sweatpants so it's easy to get to my... my backside.
They had me originally. they had me originally scheduled for 3:20 in the afternoon, and I didn't want to have to take the day off to do it.
What a guy!
So I called and rescheduled the appointment. So they scheduled me for 6 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Wow!
And I'm like 6 a.m.
Wow.
Where? And they're like at the Walmart.
Nothing's open at 6 a.m.
In Berlin?
Yeah,
Germany?
No. In Berlin, Vermont.
I know. Walmart.
In wow. Berlin, and I'm like, you know, and I'm
6 a.m.
Well, but the 3:20 appointment was at the closed down JCPenney's, which is apparently where they're doing the shots, right?
Oh, I see.
So I'm like, 6 a.m. at Walmart? I mean, what is Bob the custodian giving me the shot? Yeah, this is a qualified person who's giving me a shot, right?
Who does give you the shot? I could hear him on the loudspeaker. Pam, can you stop cleaning the toilets and get up here for the somebody needs their COVID shot? Pam,
attention. Can we get Rich from Sporting Goods? Rich from Sporting Goods.
Not that Rich, the one that we just hired from high school.
Boy, that's
that one.
That's going to be an inspired bunch. Here, give me a shot in my arm at 6 in the morning in Berlin.
My luck, I'd get the guy who runs the paint mixer.
Yeah.
Shake it all over the, all over
the
place.
You're on a roll today. Mine is up in St. Albans.
Ken says you never know who's going to give you the shot if it's Walmart. Don't say that. That's where I have to go to Walmart on the 16th.
I just think it's so funny we're getting shots at Walmart.
I can see it's like one of those security guards that you see on the videos.
The greeters.
Getting tackled. Yeah, the greeters.
The greeters.
Hello, welcome to Walmart.
Zoom.
I'll be right with you to give you your vaccine.
Would you like a
I
sticker?
I just turned 90.
Here's a sticker.
I'm going up to Collins Pearly Complex in St. Albans tomorrow morning for mine.
Wow.
I hear the first one isn't as bad. Anybody got experience with the first one as opposed to second? I heard the second one can make you a little weird.
I'm not a needles fan to begin with, so
needles.
Yeah, I'm not big on this. Yeah. Dylan from Hyde Park, don't worry, Arnie. I laughed my ass off at the Paul Pierce joke. Didn't go over my head. Yeah, I wasted my good material on you guys. I don't know why I even do that.
Let's see. George says all the quality strippers around here work an hour and 45 minutes north.
You weren't supposed to read that one.
Yeah, but we can't get there.
To Montreal, you're talking about.
By the way, we have not been on the air since April Fool's Day. Michael Strahan's whole tooth thing.
It was fake.
Yeah, he fixed the gap in his teeth. It was an April Fool's plank.
Oh, big deal.
But
did you hear that plank?
The stuff that Kathy Griffin has done to her face, sadly, that's very, very real.
Scott Blatsberg says, my arm hurt.
For what, after the first shot?
Alex.
Yeah, I could see you taking the day off.
Can I read that one?
I could see you taking the day off, by the way.
I got to keep my streak alive.
Yeah.
41 years without a sick day.
Well, if my arm is a little sore, you know, I'm not going to be able to make it out of
You have never taken a sick day?
Never.
Never, not one. And I have shown up so hungover, you wouldn't believe it.
Well, no, I would believe
not
it.
Not recently.
Grant and Jeff and Grant Allison, Rich is the perfect age to be a Walmart greeter.
That's true.
Oh, no. Hi, I'm Rich. Welcome to Walmart. I'll be right there for your COVID shot.
Thanks, Jeff.
Which end do I put in? I'm not sure.
By the way, to answer,
we could sit you on one of those mobility scooters at the front door.
How great would that be? That'd be awesome.
Come on. I'm going to run a marathon later this year. Don't tell me about mobility scooters.
You could win if you were in a mobility scooter.
Yes, that's right.
That'd be a lot easier on your legs. All right, we have a lot to get to. You want to get in town for a tire text line, 802-655-6672. Yeah, we're having a party on Thursday. We're going to party like rock stars. If we don't show up Friday hungover, then we did not have a good party.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear the sports updates on this station on Friday morning at 6 a.m.
Oof. Bring your own shot glasses. That's all I could tell you.
So, okay, so tell me what's going to happen when we get to your house. Is this
not on the air? What happens in my house stays in my house. What is wrong with you?
How was your birthday? Did Beth cook you a special meal?
We went out. We went down to, I forget what town. I think it was Waterbury or something like that.
You think? Well, it either was or it wasn't.
Somewhere around there. The exit pass, though.
What was the name of the place?
I think it was Waterbury.
Did you go to the bench?
No, I went to the filling station.
Oh.
So, got a...
You went to a gas station for your
birthday?
No,
it was just like a burger place. Got a burger. Went driving around a little bit.
That sounds romantic.
We had to stop at my wife's boss's house, by the way, which is across the street from our boss's house.
Really?
Yeah.
What are the odds?
Yeah. Can you believe that? So I honked and gave our boss the finger.
So she didn't cook you anything all weekend?
No, thank you. It was my birthday. No.
So as a gift?
That was a gift.
As a
That was a gift, no cooking.
No Beth cooking. No,
and she gave me candy. As that's what I had for dinner, candy and cooking.
And I gave you candy as well.
Yeah, so I've had a great great 4 days.
Of which I've eaten 3/4 of the bag.
Exactly. What does it say? If you sleep on your side, get the shot in the other arm. Yeah, I'm a side sleeper. I don't know about you, Rich. Are you a side sleeper?
I am a side or stomach.
I'm a left side sleeper, though.
Anything but my back.
Yeah.
I sleep wherever the cat isn't.
Alex says, I'm happy my text made the show. But sometimes the ones that can't be read make me happier. Got the Pfizer doses, only a mild headache after the second one.
All right.
Jack says in North Carolina, arm a little sore on the first one and more on the second and more so on the second one, but had no issues.
Yeah,
you're the second one. Yeah.
I don't care about a sore arm. I'm sore all the time, but I'm definitely not into the idea of the nausea and the headaches and the dizziness.
Just warning you guys.
Yeah.
A text. What? Just warning you guys, the first shot's on the wiener. I had no idea.
Oh, no.
I don't think that's true.
Yeah, that's not going to be
true.
Well,
you'll be finding out tomorrow at the Walmart.
Matt, I was the sous chef at the bench. Appreciate the love from TJ.
There you go.
There you go.
What is a sous chef? Just the chef that makes the sauce?
Yes.
How tough is that? Is that for like people that can't cook as the sous chef? Is that like chiropractors or people that can't become real doctors?
The sous chef does it. The sous chef
let's be
does
honest.
A lot of the preparation cooking, like slicing the vegetables up, getting everything ready, getting the
really
sauces ready.
So you do nothing. So I'm a sous chef because I cut up the vegetables so my wife's a sous chef.
Apparently.
Because if I cut my sandwich in half, does that make me a sous chef? What the hell?
Maybe.
Jeez. They give you a title for anything nowadays. I'm a sous chef because I cut up the vegetables. If I put ketchup on top, does that make me a sous chef?
Sous chef is second in command.
How did Paula?
I was the manager, you idiots.
Wow.
Yeah.
How many people are in command to make it a meal? 10? I'm second in command over the other 8.
So what are you cooking for my
Wow. These are getting ugly.
What are you cooking on Thursday for the big day?
Pizza and wings.
Oh, that sounds outstanding.
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and do that. Mike says, I got the Johnson & Johnson last Wednesday. Very little soreness in the arm, no issues at all.
All right. All right, sounds good.
And Tyler says a sous chef is second in command in the kitchen. Wow. Well, how many people are in the kitchen if he's second in command? That's what I want to know. How many people does it take to make a turkey sandwich?
Wow.
How many people does it take to make you a steak?
That's Arnie Spanier.
What? Is that so tough? Wait a minute. If one teacher can teach 30 kids... Can't one person cook my meal? I'm just kind of curious.
I don't know. Ask your wife.
Yeah, well, there you go. I guess you're right. I guess you're right on that. All right, 802-655-6672. Rich, what's going on with your Boston Red Sox? By the way, we're going to be giving away Boston Red Sox tickets sometime before the show ends today.
Box seats.
Are the Red Sox going to win one game this year? 0-162
or what?
Well,
let's hope they don't start 0-6, 0-7. Last year, they started 6-18. I think it was a couple of years ago after their World Series win. Remember when they started, they went out west? And they played like their first 11 games against Seattle, Oakland, and Arizona.
Right.
I think they went 2-9 or something. And the whole season was a disaster. I wouldn't normally take 0-3 that seriously, but we've seen what it did to them in the last 2 years. They got off to the horrible start, and the whole season was shot immediately.
Now the season's over, and you're like, oh, stop it. It's three games. It's three games.
That is correct. The season is not over.
Well, let me explain to you. Before the season started, there was a 38.9% chance the Red Sox were going to make the playoffs. A 39% chance. Do you want to know what it is now?
What?
And we say analytics.
26. It went down 13% after three games of 162.
We have 159 bleeping games left to play.
And people say analytics is ruining the game.
Yeah, what's this BABIP? I mean, I don't know what to say. I can't believe they're going to consider sending Tanner Houck down. He has been nothing but lights out except one start in the preseason. And all he does is pitch well every time out, and they're going to send him to Worcester.
We're wrong about the Sox.
Why?
They're just not going to be very good this year.
Three games.
Oh, you could tell. Well, you could tell. They don't have enough pitching. Their hitting is not as good as we thought it was going to be. It's Martinez and Pray for Rain. I mean, he's the only one hitting. It's just a young lineup, and it's going to take a long time.
They're hitting 160, but I'll say it again. It's three games. Xander Bogaerts isn't going to hit 083. Kike Hernandez isn't going to hit 100.
I thought it was better than zero. Bobby Dalbec doesn't have a hit, does he?
No, he doesn't. He's 0 for 10. Verdugo is 0 for 11. Franchy Cordero is 0 for 5. Hunter Renfroe is 0 for 7. And Rafi Devers is 0 for 6.
It's going to be a bad year.
Yeah, but that's... Look, those guys aren't going to hit zero, all right? My concern continues to be that they have absolutely no pitching. And when you get a guy, remember how I went on and on about Eovaldi and how horrible he is? How can he be your number one starter? He pitched really well the other night. And then Tanner Houck comes out, pitches really well the next night. But they didn't hit. But yesterday was Garrett Richards was obviously a disaster.
Yeah, TJ, you were pointing at yourself. Now there's dead air.
Just Alex Cora says they can't feel sorry for themselves.
We finished with the ball with the Orioles, and we got a series against the Rays. You got to show up tomorrow and try to get better. We've been saying all along, you know, we have a good team, but we got stuff to do. We have stuff to work on, and we just got to get better.
They got to fire that guy. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
We just have to get better. You think?
You think? You only got 159 more games, sir.
160 as a team. We just have to get better.
Tyler and Essex on the sous chef, you only find that in fancy restaurants. At a normal McDonald's or anything like that, you don't have one. Yeah, I know that. We're just having fun. If one teacher teaches 30 kids, that would mean you're not in Vermont. Wow. What the hell does that mean, Rich?
Because the ratio is considerably less than that.
Yeah. Oh, that's okay.
One teacher for 12 kids.
There's a term, too many cooks in the kitchen for a reason. Arnie has a point again, the voice of reason, the stinking genius.
How drunk is that texter?
I like it anyway. Good for Peter. The sad part was from Glenn and Moncton that the pitching was good in the first two games, but the bats went dead during those three games.
Yeah, you cannot waste a good quality start from Nathan Eovaldi because you're just not going to get that many of them.
And Mark says, Rich, it was three losses against the Birds, for God's sake.
I know, and at home, too. No, I agree. It was a disaster. Yeah. When it got to 10-0 there, what's that guy, Josh, whatever, I don't even remember what his name is. It's another, just a stinking pile of you-know-what for a pitching staff. You know, when it got down to 10-0, what could you do? I mean...
Josh Taylor? Is that... No.
Yeah, Josh Taylor.
Okay.
I mean, Josh Taylor? Really? It was funny because WEEI, you know Rob Bradford, great writer and works for WEEI. He says, after watching the Red Sox get swept by the Orioles... Yes, the same team whose over-under win total for the season is 64. An old parenting go-to came to mind. We're not mad at you. We're just disappointed. I thought that's...
By the way,
nobody cared by the end of the third inning.
Taylor's ERA is 45, by the way. Just want to throw that out there.
They have so much deadwood. It's like the Celtics bench. There's just so much deadwood on these teams.
Do you want to hear Cora's explanation for why it wasn't a good start?
Oh, I'm sure he's got a good one.
The clean baseball, right? That's something I always talk about. It's not about the record. And we were playing some clean baseball, and we didn't play clean baseball the first 2 days. And then games like this are going to happen. You hate them, of course, but I think it magnifies that it's early in the season, you know, and all of a sudden, you know, we got a series coming, and you're probably a little bit thing pitching wise, or you're not where you want to be tomorrow. There were some positives, right? But I think overall, you know, we're not proud of what happened this weekend. You know, we talk about winning, you know, playing good baseball against the division, playing good baseball at home, right? And we didn't this weekend.
I understood about
half. Did he say something?
I think he
said
was,
we didn't
did
play
he say
good,
something?
He said we didn't play good baseball this weekend.
Oh, I thought he was in a tunnel.
And
who was that?
But it was clean baseball.
No, it wasn't. You're going to tell me Rafi Devers played clean baseball at third base this weekend?
There was nobody hitting trash cans.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell baseball. He's talking about. Jeez.
$200 million team.
Where did it all start? The goodbye to Mookie Betts? Is that what it can't be because of that? No. You saved $300 million. Where did all that money go? What the hell? What the sale and price?
Yeah, apparently it went into John Henry's very fat wallet because they haven't spent anything since.
This is not acceptable.
No, the pitching staff for the second year in a row is just completely patchwork with a bunch of guys who had 7 ERAs last year. I mean, Garrett Richards, Nick Pavetta.
Yeah, but you
really?
Didn't have to do that, though. There was a lot of people on the free agent market like Ryu, but Toronto ended up – I remember I loved him. Remember I was talking about him, Rich?
Trevor Bauer.
But, again, that's heavy prices there. I don't know how much Ryu would have cost you.
Sure, but since when do the Red Sox not spend heavy?
No, that's true.
It's nice to see David Price get his butt handed to him over the weekend for
yeah,
the Dodgers.
No doubt.
And only loss.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be a good year for the Sox now. I thought maybe they have a little punch in them. I think they're dead last. Remember I said last year they were going to be a last place team? Now I was 1 year ahead of you.
Well, I said they'd finish in fourth. The problem is the team I thought would finish fifth just handed them their asses three games in a row at Fenway Park. So it's kind of hard to say. So Tampa's in tonight, and Nick Pavetta is our hope.
Wow.
So you'd better score a lot of runs.
Next week they play during the day. We're going to have like 4 days off for crying out loud.
Yeah, what's the... So what happened, Minnesota?
I don't know. I thought there were two night games, and then I looked at the times, and either we were wrong or they got changed. I think they got changed.
So maybe we should go see a Red Sox game.
Yeah, exactly.
And Las Vegas. I think we should go there.
Yes.
What do you think?
Yes.
Yeah, all of a sudden Minnesota figured out, oh, wait a minute, it's going to be 28 degrees every day, so let's play in the afternoon.
And they're not a dome.
No, they used to be.
Used to be.
Yeah,
with Target, the glad bag.
Target but, Field is definitely not a dome
with
stadium.
The, with the glad bag.
Yes.
People
Herbic.
Have no idea what the hell I'm talking about.
Kirby Puckett.
Yeah, so they moved the games to 210, 210, 210, and 110. So, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
So basically we're not on next
we'll
week.
We'll be on for like 5:30 to 6 if
like
we even
Friday.
Get on that.
We're sitting there on Friday waiting for the mics to go on, and we realized we had, what was it, 8 seconds?
Yeah, I said, just put in a commercial. We're out of here.
I mean,
we're absolutely out of here.
The post-game show ended, and we had 30 seconds to say something. Gets to the point, it's like, why bother?
You want to comment on the Red Sox, 802-655-6672. The big news today, Sam Darnold traded to the Carolina Panthers for a sixth-round pick this year, and then two more picks in 2022. I think it was like a third and a fifth. Off the
second and fourth round.
Well, close enough. There you go. Second and a fourth. They never – look, Rich, you thought he was worth like a first or a second. I told you, you still got a second. You still got a fourth. You got a sixth. All right, so you got three picks for him. You move on. Now you could take the quarterback that you want if you're the New York Jets.
I agree. I thought it went from being the guy who was you were going to hang the franchise tag on to, the guy who was going to save the New York Jets to, hey, what can we get for this guy? That's where we went to.
For me, as a Pats fan, this is good and bad news. That does open up the 8 slot now. Carolina doesn't need a quarterback, but it also closes the door on the number 2 slot if they wanted to get really ambitious, because now the number 2 slot's going to be the number 2 pick overall, obviously, and that's going to be a quarterback.
And it was going to be Zach Wilson from the day one.
Right.
Right.
But I'm just saying that there was this outside chance maybe the Jets believed in Arnold and would trade half the half some franchise.
Never.
Obviously not now. We know because they sold him for not much today. But the fact is I think there was a possibility if the Jets had just been absolutely blown away by some haul from another team for that number two pick, they might have considered it.
I don't think so. They had to get rid of their quarterback, and there's and again, you're getting Zach Wilson.
Right.
And after his pro day, which I don't take a lot of stock into that, there was no way they were going to trade it.
Right. Well, he better be good, because he's the man.
Yeah.
It looks like
Miami did a good job in their trading, considering what the Jets got. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't seem like they got a boatload. But then again, they didn't move up and give up their position. Miami. That's the problem.
Miami's got a boatload of picks. Wow.
What do the Patriots have? They have one in the first, second, and third round.
First, second, and third. They have two in the fourth, two in the fifth.
That's not going to cut it.
Two in the sixth and one in the seventh.
If you want to trade up from number 15 to, let's say, number four, five, six, seven, or eight, you're going to have to give me your number one pick this year. You're going to have to give me your number one pick next year. And you're going to have to give me your number one pick the year after that.
And what's that going to be for?
That's
some quarterback.
That's going to be for you.
Trey Lance?
That's only going to be for you. If I see that, if I have the pick, it's only because Trey Lance is on the table. If not, if it's Mac Jones and you're a little nervous, you still got to give me a number one pick this year, next year, and maybe I'll take a number two from you also. That's the price of doing business. Yay or nay? Yay or nay?
Well,
you want to move up or not? What good is you? What are you going to hang out to those picks anyway?
No,
who the hell
thing
is it?
The thing is, there's five quarterbacks, and the Patriots are at 15. Okay, and you can.
Well, there's more
down.
Than five, but just five elite.
No, but five,
they say
quote elite.
Elite, yes.
Probably two to three who will actually be good NFL quarterbacks, but that's the guess. Jacksonville quarterback,
Trevor.
Jets quarterback, Niners quarterback. So now you have four through 15, and there's only two quarterbacks left on the board. So I don't know if this is good news or bad news. It's probably good news because now Carolina at the eighth slot doesn't need a quarterback.
No, they don't need a quarterback. They're going to trade their pick. That's definitely going to happen.
All right,
they keep their pick.
If they do, that's the Patriots right there, you would think, because if the Falcons also take a quarterback in the fourth slot, then you got Bengals, Miami, Detroit before Carolina, and they're not taking quarterbacks. So Carolina is the one with the fifth quarterback in that eighth slot.
Or we all could be wrong about everything. Because this is the part that cracks you up. I am looking at ESPN's mock draft.
Yeah.
This had to have been done a long time ago, unless they don't update their – you would think that ESPN would update their mock drafts with Todd McShay and Mel Kiper.
That's all they do.
Well, they have Trevor Lawrence, number one. Jamar Chase, the wide receiver out of LSU, number two.
Wow.
Sewell out of Oregon, number three. Kyle Pitts, number four. And then Zach Wilson, number five. Now, I think they're just grading the guys.
Okay, because number five, Zach Wilson, would be the Bengals.
Yeah, yes.
So obviously, they're not
taking
quarterback.
They're just grading them. If we're just talking about quarterback rankings,
It's
Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, flip a coin between Trey Lance and Justin Fields, then Mac Jones. Now, if the Patriots want to take a quarterback after that, Kellen Mond, the quarterback out of A&M is getting a lot of talk. I don't know about Kyle Trask out of Florida. You got Jamie Newman out of Georgia. Ian Book out of Notre Dame. We've always talked about Sam Ellinger out of Texas. I'm not sure he's good enough, but I love his heart. I love everything about him. So that's pretty much it. You got the quarterback out of SMU in Tulsa and one out of Arkansas, Felipe Franks. Jeez. But other than that.
Maybe they should have lost that last game to the Jets.
Yeah. I'm not.
Think about what a difference that win made.
Cody and Auberg, okay, Arnie, what do you watch draft day last night? Don't even know what the hell he's asking.
Is that a movie, draft day?
I think that's a Denzel movie, isn't it? Thought it was a Denzel movie. But yeah.
Backdraft was that fireman movie.
Did you know the UCLA Gonzaga game got 10 million views or 10 million people watching that thing? That's like the NFL draft.
Instant classic.
Well, 10 million for a college basketball game. The NBA, in comparison their channels draw 1 million, Rich, or 1.5 million.
Yeah. Well, you got the LA market. That sure doesn't hurt.
Well, we play the Lakers. That's the LA market, and they still only get like 1.5. Again, it's just regular NBA, though. There's nothing special about it. Lakers played the Clippers last night. I bet you only about 1 million people watched that one.
Where are the Lakers banged up?
They're horrible.
Well, they'll be fine. Yeah. Notice who's guess who's going to be the starting lineup for the Lakers when the playoffs come around. Don't ever count them out.
Here's the deal, though. That game, for the first time since, 1979 is when they started seeding teams in the NCAA tournament. That was only the ninth time in the history of March Madness that the number one tournament seeds met in
number one against number two.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? The funny part is they were supposed to play back in December,
they
I believe.
They were, yes.
And that game got canceled.
Yes.
Because it got canceled that morning of the game. We're all bummed out about that. Like, what the hell are we going to watch now?
In fact, the only other time that you can compare what's going on right now is 1999 when UConn toppled Duke.
Yes.
And also in 2005 when UNC beat Illinois. And ironically, when you think back on the great games of the tournaments, those are the two that stand out. So this is going to be a really great game tonight.
Looking forward to it.
You're getting called out there, birthday boy.
Yeah, what'd I say?
So Cody says you need to learn to read.
He says, you butchered my last one. We all didn't know what the hell it read.
Okay, Arnie, what did you watch? Draft Day last night?
Still don't know what it means.
I guess that's a movie and there's no comma.
I don't know what the hell he means out there. I like Gonzaga to win anyway, so it doesn't make a difference. We'll see if they do. We'll come back. A bunch of other stuff. We got to get to the Celtics. We got to get to the Bruins. Did you see that Michael Rapoport thing today?
Yes. Today there's an update?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it was getting pretty deep over the weekend.
This guy's, I actually was feeling bad for him until I realized you are an idiot. You didn't hear him today.
No.
Wait to hear what he did. We'll get to all that coming up next. You're in the huddle. 101.3 The Game. All right, good afternoon, everybody. You're in the huddle. 101.3 The Game. Moving along on a Monday, we're going to be giving away Red Sox tickets real soon.
Well, I hope so, since the show only has 23 minutes left.
What number call are we going to do, TJ? Do we know?
Number 5.
But not right now?
Number 5. Why not number 13?
Because it's the fifth day.
We could do 13 if you'd like. You're the boss.
Well, what? Who's answering the phones?
He's not the boss. He's the absolute low man on a totem.
He is the station manager.
Who's answering the phones?
Intern number 12.
So why don't we do number 12?
We can do 12.
Make it very simple. Intern 12, get number 12. We're doing it now?
No, we can do it now.
All right, intern 12, when you answer the phones, listen, look at me, look at me, look at me.
It's not easy.
When you answer the don't pick them up yet. Just say, hello, you're caller 1, try again, hang up. Pick up a new, hello, your caller 2, try again, please, thank you, hang up, hello, your caller 3, and like that. Let's go.
All right, we're going to take caller number 12.
Caller number 12. And you better be doing it right.
Six, pair five, of box five. Seats, White Sox, Red Sox.
Ooh.
April 18th, it is a Sunday night at Fenway Park. It is our Bo Sox Bonanza.
And by the way, if you can't go Sunday night, the
don't
18th,
call.
Don't call.
Don't call.
Yeah.
We get so many people who go, oh, I didn't know what I was calling about.
Right.
What's the number, Rich?
That'd be 802-655-6672.
The 12th caller.
The Rock 103 hotline is open.
By the way, Intern 12's mom made him a Intern 12 t-shirt. I love it.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
I love it. If she made one for you, Rich, we'd have to get 4XL.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Yeah.
Says the skinniest guy.
Wow, yeah. I'm probably like a 4XL, too.
I'm a 4XL, what does that make you?
4.5XL?
We are excited about a new season of Red Sox baseball on 101.3 The Game. Remember, if it is the Sox, it's on The Game. All right?
All right, so 12th caller, 802-655-6672, as Intern 12 feverishly answering the phones right now. Phones
I've never seen him move this fast, actually.
Now, make sure he doesn't hang up on our winner. This is the first time.
Oh, that's happened before, too. Yeah. No. So we'll get the winner and we'll announce it on the air.
We're going to put this person on the air.
Yeah, no, we're going to put him on.
Oh, okay.
We got to put him on.
Rich, by the way, what's going on with your Bruins? Tuukka Rask, don't know when he's going to come back. I told you, didn't I just say the other day we need to go with Swayman and Vlatter?
Well, now we have no choice because Halak has COVID, tested positive.
He's going to be out.
So now all of a sudden both guys are out long term.
Yeah, they brought up Swayman.
So that they had to.
Yeah.
Swayman's going to get a shot.
They could have brought up Chase Spanier.
101.3 The Game. Hi, your caller number 12.
Who is this?
This is Rob.
Rob, you're the winner, Rob.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have you been to a Red Sox game?
Of course I have.
Oh, I didn't
Do you
know
even
that.
Like the Red Sox?
Are you a fan of the Red Sox?
I am, even though I think we're going to have a tough year.
Hey, there's nothing like free tickets, though, to go see a bad team.
Yeah, can you use the tickets? Or are you going to be able to use them?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I love it.
What time do you have to be at work on Monday?
I might be sick that day.
Yeah, it comes with a sick pass for Monday. Yeah. It does come with a sick pass for Monday.
You have a COVID shot scheduled Monday
Yes,
morning,
exactly. Right? Well, enjoy enjoy the game, my friend. You'll have some great seats. Certainly look forward to it.
It's right behind third base. They're the box seats that the boss owns, so you're in business, buddy.
Mm. Rob, when you can't get...
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Rob, when you can't get the Sox on TV or you're doing other things, where do you go for Sox information?
Gosh, really?
I go to 101.3.
There you go. God.
There you go.
That's such a radio thing to
that
do.
That is. Where do you go? I go to 101.3.
Hey, what's your favorite hot hit station?
101.3.
Right, stay on the line, Rob. We need your information.
Yeah. Intern 12, did you hang up on him?
Thanks, man.
All right, put him on hold. Get his phone number before you hang up on him. I know you're going to hang up on him and do something ridiculous out there. It's like, oh, he hung up.
Oh, there we go. He got him.
How many tickets for?
He's got two.
Oh, two?
Two box seats.
And we get the other two for ourselves?
For every game next week?
I don't know.
Well, why don't we? I mean,
I don't know. Yeah, what we should have done was go to a game with Rich and Ernie.
Oh, that'd be fun.
We
there's a prize.
But then I got to drive all the way down there.
Yeah, well, because that's why we didn't do it.
I'll Uber you.
I'm going to wait till I get my shots, yeah.
Then it would be Arnie needs a hotel room for the week.
Exactly. Yeah. I feel like a dog. I got to wait till I get my shots first before I, you know, go out in public.
So we're going to be giving away the boss's box seats every day this week. So this is just the first of five this week. So that's cool. Rob is our first winner, and we'll get all of his information if they can ever figure out the phones over there.
We didn't do chaos
going on.
I know. All right, everybody, we got a winner. We are going to do a caller of the week. We didn't take any calls today, but we're going to start taking more calls. So we'll do a caller of the week, and if you just get like one call a day, you have a pretty good chance of winning something.
We used to have like 8 years ago.
We used to have tons.
Caller of the week.
When I first started here, we used to have tons before we got the Top Fair Tire text line, but we love the text line because it's so much easier. It's the times now. People text. That's what people do.
Yep. All right.
We're going to have the TikTok guest line there. Yes, go ahead.
Would you like to know what pair of tickets we're giving away tomorrow?
Sure.
Saturday, April 24th, 1:10 first pitch versus the Seattle Mariners.
Ooh. Oh, that's a win.
Yeah.
So that's a Saturday afternoon. That's perfect.
Perfect.
When we give away Met tickets, we're not giving those away. I'm taking those. Go see my Mets.
We'll give those tickets away tomorrow.
Your undefeated Mets?
When are we ever going to? Today was the first day we're going to play?
They haven't even had a game yet.
They play the Phillies tonight.
How about the Phillies wiping
3-0.
Out 3 straight over the Braves? I have the Braves very seriously possibly getting to the World
Series.
It's
only 3 games in. Don't get too crazy
out
there.
Houston wipes out, who did they wipe out? 4 straight over the weekend, too.
The A's, was it?
Yeah, no. it was the A's.
Yeah.
And, of course, Baltimore, the first place Baltimore Orioles.
Shohei Ohtani.
That was cool.
Hit a home run in the first inning. First of all, that's the first time a pitcher's hit a home run in the first inning since we've had the DH. You understand that. And the last pitcher to hit a home run in the first inning before that?
Babe.
Carlos Zambrano did it twice in 1 year.
The Cubs.
Twice in 1 year. Doc Gooden did it. There was only 6 pitchers. Rick Rodin did it.
Another Cub.
Is that a former Dodger and Pirate,
he
right?
He was a Pirate, too.
And Dodger? Yeah.
Yeah. I think, did he play 1 year with the Cubs?
Those are the 3 of 6 I know off the top of my head. I can't remember the other 3. Yeah. Not big names out there, Rich.
That was quite a spectacle. How great was that for ESPN, their first Sunday night game of the year, and they get Shohei Ohtani throwing the ball 102 miles an hour in the top of the inning, and then ending a 9-mile home run in the bottom of the inning.
First time texter Arnie robbed me of my tickets. I was caller 5.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, we could have done caller 5.
Maybe we'll do that tomorrow.
Yeah, TJ wanted to do caller 5. Yeah, you got robbed.
And he's from New Hampshire, that texter, so he's already halfway to Fenway.
Wow, he's listening down there. I give him the tickets, too. No, I'm just kidding. He'll have to do it again. Chris says the boss must be going to the Yankees game. He wants to watch MLB. We should give away Yankee tickets.
The Yankees aren't doing much better.
There's a rumor that we may carry Met games instead of...
If the Red Sox lose their first 40 games, we're switching to the Mets.
We'll switch to the Mets.
Yeah. Or anybody. The Padres, the Diamondbacks.
If an intern 11 comes to my party on Thursday...
Oh.
I'm making him wear a Mets jacket that I have that's too small for me.
Well, he's probably got more Mets paraphernalia. Yeah. He's just spent a month down there.
I know,
there.
But if he doesn't, I'm going to make him wear my Mets jacket that I have extra.
Beth is really tired of that fat guy in a little coat. Pretty
much.
Fat guy in a little coat.
All right, I'll tell you what. We got to get to scraps and last story standing. Quick show today. You're in the huddle. What do I point to the game?
The show is great when the mic is on, but how about when the camera is on too? Find out, because you can watch the show each day. Streaming online at twitch.tv/1013thegame.
All right, let me get to a bunch of stuff here. I'll just kind of rattle them off real quick. Hubert Davis, the new head coach at North Carolina, so we have to go ahead and say that.
Wow. Now, is he the third coach in, like, the last 50 years?
Yeah, they don't go through a lot of coaches out there. Roy Williams and...
And Roy Williams. Yeah.
He was a good player, though, too, right?
Yeah, very good player. Very good
player.
Sam Darnold.
How about that?
Was traded to Carolina. Obviously, there'll be more on that. Aaron Rodgers will be hosting Jeopardy the next 2 weeks. He's got a nice suit on. I saw like a preview of it. So.
I gotta watch that. I just can't picture him being that effervescent.
There's interested in McCourty.
Is that even a word?
Interested in McCourty.
Which one?
The one that the Patriots aren't going to bring back, and that would be the New York Giants. Interested in him, and no Monday Night Football doubleheader week 1.
That stinks.
But they want to do the doubleheader week 18 on Saturday.
Yeah, that's usually when they start playing Saturday.
Right. So they have a couple games on Saturday, so I could see that. So,
all right.
No doubleheader in week 1. All right. Oh, and real quick, Michael Rapaport goes on with Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharp.
What could go wrong there?
He talked about the first 5 minutes without stopping, which is like an hour and a half on television. You know that. And he first thing he comes on, he looks into the camera or the Zoom or, you know, whatever, the computer. And he has a look on his face like he is about to cry. I mean, I'm feeling bad for him. He goes, it's an unfortunate situation. Twitter could be very cruel. The threats I've been getting, my family, I can't go out in public. And you can hear his voice cracking. I'm like, I feel bad for this guy. You know, you don't deserve this. He goes, I take my dog to the dog park. You know, people usually say hello to me, don't even talk to me. They don't even play with my dog.
Dogs poop on his foot.
Right. And then he like picks it up a notch. And when Skip goes, oh, I feel bad about your dog. What happened? He goes, well, I was just kidding about that part, Skip. That he was joking about that. He was pretending like he was going to cry.
Right.
And then he's like, acts like he's a big tough guy. You know, I went to the batting cages with him and Nick DeTuro.
Oh, here we go.
One time. Yeah. He's not a friendly guy. But my wife totally asked the most embarrassing question. We're sitting on the couch. It's me, Beth, Michael Rapaport's girlfriend, who is his wife now, and Rapaport.
She asked him if he pees sitting down?
No, stop it. Stop. And my wife is talking to his wife, and she goes, so what does your husband do? She has no idea who he is. And she goes, oh, he's an actor. And my wife goes, oh, what have you been in that? What has he been in that I've seen? And she stumbles and doesn't have an answer and turns to him and goes, honey, what have you been in?
Oh, no.
I'm like, no, don't do that. Don't do that.
Well, it worked out all right. They're still married.
Yeah, so there you go. All right, let's get the last story stated because I got a couple of good ones I want to get to there.
Wacky or insightful? We've saved the best for last. It's time for Last Story Standing on The Huddle on 101.3 The Game.
All right, Rich, if you're looking for birthday ideas, I got a good one for you. Ooh, maybe I shouldn't have said that. William and Leslie, you heard about them?
No.
Oh, they're adventure seekers.
Oh, great.
Decided they wanted to skydive?
Oh.
No, that's not going to be me ever at any point.
Yeah, but skydiving wasn't enough for these two knuckleheads.
They're really adventurous.
So they just said, hey, while we're skydiving, why don't we have sex?
I'm surprised that hasn't happened before.
How'd it turn out?
Well, they're doing what they have to do, and I guess they're enjoying what they're doing, and she doesn't pay attention. I don't know. As you're falling to the ground, doing what, 100, 200 miles an hour? Are you cognizant of what's going on?
Maybe they were lost in the moment, Arnie.
She realizes, uh-oh, we're pretty close to the ground.
Well, at least they die with a smile on their face.
They didn't pull the parachute cord yet.
Right. That's why I'm saying they're about to die. So what happened?
He immediately reaches down, pulls her cord, but it was too late for him.
Oh, no.
So by the time he pulled his cord, he had some problems. The cord, the parachute hit him in the face, I believe.
Yes.
Very painful, I guess, when that happens.
200 miles an hour, that would hurt.
He got it open enough to slow him down, but he still hit the ground.
Hard.
Maybe
that's not an appropriate use.
Not hard enough where it didn't, it didn't break any bones, but he did have blood all over his face, and he had a groin injury.
I'll bet.
So in case you were looking for things to
this
do.
This is a true story.
Can you imagine? I'm reading it verbatim here. He had a broken nose, an injured groin, as he struggled to open his parachute before landing. I do have pictures of it if you'd like to see.
Can you imagine if this was you?
He's an ugly guy, too.
And you'd have to explain this to your buddy.
He's ugly.
You know, like what happened. Ooh. I'd be like, I'm going to need some diagrams.
Jeez, he would have died real ugly. Yeah, there's pictures of the whole thing.
Yeah, but happy.
Yeah, still ugly. So there you go. That's what they did.
Hard landing.
I didn't bring up the beach that they closed down in Florida because they...
Nice.
That went right over my head. Yeah. The hell with the beach where a Navy mine showed up and they had to shut down the beach. We'll get to that later.
Oh, I saw the picture of that.
Yeah. TJ, what's coming up on Champlain Valley Game Night? Big show tonight.
10 minutes long. We're going to talk a little bit about the college basketball national championship game tonight and how ironic and special it is that we have these two teams in this game.
Yes, it is. Rich, what do we got on the radio, my friend?
Speaking of that game, Gonzaga-Baylor, we'll have the pregame at 8, tip off at like midnight on our sister station 960 The Zone, and the Sox look to go for win number one.
Nice.
So we'll head to Fenway in about 10 minutes for the pregame on 101.3 The Game.
For Intern 12, for TJ, for Rich, I'm Arnie. Champlain Valley Game Night coming up next. You're in the huddle. 101.3 The Game.
Now.